One of my favorite quotes from Jim Rohn states, "Your level of success will rarely exceed your level of personal development because success is something you attract by the person you become." The Side Hustler's Perspective podcast is fuel for your mind and creative grind. Each week, we break down the art of healthy hustling, getting out of your own way, and growing your creative business. What's going on? You're listening to episode 225 of the Side Hustler's Perspective podcast. New title, who dis? More on this shortly. I am your host, Coach Scotty Russell, and my mission is to put you in a position to turn your side hustle into your main hustle. Follow along with my latest art, design, and tips on mindset, motivation, and marketing on Instagram at Coach Scotty Russell and all things podcast at Side Hustler's Perspective. New Instagram title as well. Quick announcement, round 5 of the Fall Side Hustlers Coaching Program is kicking off soon. September 13th through December 5th to be exact, and next week, Monday, August 23rd through Sunday, August 29th, I kick off the private early bird enrollment for those who are on the waitlist. So join the waitlist over at sidehustlerscoaching.com, and being on this waitlist, you'll get first dibs at applying at a reduced rate for the remaining slots I have open. Currently, as of recording, there are 5 out of 10 spots that are filled, and I recorded this way in advance. So this is a customized 12-week program for 10 students this time around, tapping into the next level of clarity, confidence, community, and accountability within your creative side hustle pursuit. Past students have found insane success in charging higher rates, landing dream clients, getting massive raises at their day job, and even taking the self-employed leap. Do not sleep on this. If you are tired of where you're at and you're wanting to see bigger results and gain more traction, more confidence in what you're doing, don't wait till the public enrollment week either, where I open whatever slots remain publicly on Monday, August 30th through Sunday, September 5th. You're going to lose that early bird rate, nor can I promise any spots will be left. So learn more about the program, learn more about student success stories, and join that waitlist ASAP over at sidehustlerscoaching.com. P.S. If you're hearing this in the future after this fall session, that's totally okay. That same link, Side Hustlers Coaching, is just going to take you to the waitlist that you can join and get first dibs on an upcoming spring or fall session. Now this title change. We are entering a new season of this show, where I'm doubling down my focus on bringing you the best knowledge, resources, guests, and actionable steps so you can begin to turn your side hustle into your main hustle outside your day job, your family, and life responsibilities. And being that I'm a creative side hustle coach, coaching side hustlers from a messaging, branding, and marketing approach, that means the new shift in the podcast just makes sense, as the former name, Perspective Podcast, was confusing and not clear and concise of the intent. You know, I needed a tagline tied onto the title to make it make any type of sense, so I don't have to do that now. You know who this is for, you know what this is about right from the title. And I want to wrap some context around all of this in case you're a new listener here, you're finding this way down the road, you don't know anything about me as Perspective Collective or the Perspective Podcast. So let's just start from scratch here. So here's the skinny of why I feel qualified to speak on this massive topic we're about to embark on in the series, as this is by far, like hands down, my biggest and most important series to date. So, and we're celebrating the podcast 5-year anniversary, August 19th. So yeah, 5 years of anniversary, the big shift of the podcast, like it just all goes hand in hand. So that skinny and backstory of this. So I drew my entire life, but I started to pursue this as a semi-serious hobby post-college in 2010 through 2013. It slowly evolved into a profitable side hustle under the alias Perspective Collective from 2014 to 2019. And this was built on freelance, selling merch, podcasting, speaking, sponsorships, affiliates, digital resources, and more. I feel like I've done everything here. And then 2020 is when I took the scary self-employed leap after losing my safe corporate day job, November 2019, and made that leap as a creative side hustle coach. I found some traction and some success with coaching, realized this is the path I'm supposed to take, and now I am on back-to-back repeating years of blowing this one side hustle up into a repeating six-figure creative business. And through all of this, I am now debt-free with my wife, and we are paving our way toward time and financial freedom, and it's all because of my side hustle pursuits. Side hustling to me is so much more than collecting checks for creating dope work. It's bigger than that. To me, it's about the mindset, sacrifice, and drive to bet big on yourself without seeking permission. It's about the willingness to fail, experiment, and do shit that makes you hella scared and uncomfortable as fuck. It's about building something you feel is important that goes against the grain of the traditional system and expectations of others. It's about becoming the best version of yourself and crushing it in all aspects of life because everything flows back into your side hustle. My plan is to break down my journey as best as I can by giving you actionable steps, a roadmap, and a heavy dose of inspiration to carve your own path to side hustle success. So that's why today I'm kicking off this three-part side hustle to main hustle series, sharing my roller coaster success within quotation marks story of putting personal development as a top priority, gaining control of my money and not being a slave to debt, and ending that with paving my own path to time and financial freedom. Just know that I'm an open book to one, answer whatever follow-up questions you may have after hearing this, and then two, I am an open book to craft a future episode about anything you wish I would have gone deeper on. Part one, more specifically, focuses on the power of personal development in terms of rewiring your mind to win, making bold decisions, motivating yourself to take action, as these are the fundamental building blocks for how you successfully play the game on your own terms long term. My goal with this episode is to show you how the future success of yourself, your business, and your net worth all depends on the level of investment you make in your personal development. So before we officially get started, could you do me a solid? This show grows because of dope souls like you sharing the good word with your family, your friends, or your following. It would mean the world to me and the podcast team if you took a screenshot or a video of you working to this in the background and tag us on Instagram stories at Side Hustlers Perspective so we can connect and I can reshare the love back. As always, keep an open mind and act on anything that inspires you today. Let's go. Let's dive into this. So I'm going to lead off this part by talking about the resistance. The odds are stacked against you. The odds are stacked against me. The odds are stacked against all of us trying to make moves on our own terms. We're constantly working against what Stephen Pressfield calls in his book, Do the Work, the resistance. Each day you're battling against the traditional system thinking. You're also battling against the internal and external critics, the dream killers, and the non-believers out there. The people that want to see you lose, even if it's in your own mind. If your mind isn't wired and prepared to navigate these obstacles along the way, reaching those ambitious results are just a far-fetched fantasy. We're going to break down this resistance into three areas of focus to address the internal work. That's number one. Two, non-negotiables. And three, motivation. All right. Seems to be big, key component, three areas that I realize creatives like you struggle with the most. And this is where I used to get tripped up on. So how can I help you bypass these hurdles? So number one area of focus in terms of the resistance, internal work over external results. Like this could be an episode all on its own and probably it's going to be one day. One of my favorite quotes from Jim Rohn states, your level of success will rarely exceed your level of personal development because success is something you attract by the person you become. Most of us are guilty of chasing the external vanity results for the wrong reasons, such as followers, clients, money, status, social proof, you name it. An important note on monetization right here, that's external results so many people are fixed on. Please, please, please do not put the pressure on yourself to monetize your craft right from the jump when you haven't paid your dues by doing the internal work that we talk about here today. This is one of the surest ways to suffocate the joy out of your creative dream, and I don't want to see that happen to you like it's happened to me in the past, as well as a lot of my students. So, back on track. Chasing someone else's definition of success tends to paralyze us with comparison, imposter syndrome, and burnout. I bet you felt all of those. And chasing that success then fuels anxiety and allows fear to hold us hostage from making bold moves to better our circumstances and our situation. And it's taken me a long time to learn that gaining traction and experiencing breakthroughs manifests from investing your time, your energy, and even money into doing the hard internal work first. How are you supposed to know who you are and who your work is for if you don't even know yourself? How are you supposed to reach your ambitious goals when you lack systems, routines, and good habits? How are you supposed to shake off the inner and external critics when your mindset is fragile like an egg? Again, this is so much more than a surface-level desire to get paid for a living to create cool work. Like, that's cool and hard, but it's got to have more substance to it, in my opinion. So let's peel back the layers of this onion a little more. I'm going to challenge you here, and maybe here's an assignment for you as well, some action steps. Can you confidently answer the following? And if you can't, try to flush this out on your own time. I think it's going to rile up a lot of scary, uncomfortable feelings because of the unknown. And that's what this is about here. So number one, what are your biggest dreams, fears, struggles, and pet peeves? Okay, what makes you tick? Number two, What are your greatest strengths, passions, and superpowers? Number three, what are your current limiting beliefs and what past shitty experiences do they stem from? Number four, where do you contribute your most unique value and impact to this world? Number five, what are your blind spots and weaknesses that you're ignoring? Doing the internal work is an endless quest to become the best version of yourself. That's personal development 101, and becoming the best version of yourself is crucial for your creative biz pursuits. It's hard as fuck to accomplish anything in life when you haven't laid the foundation of knowing who you are so you can become the person you're supposed to be. And personal development, I swear, that saved me. Personal development saved my life as I was depressed. I was in a dark hole. I was super suicidal post-college. And doing the internal work before obsessing over the external results, that shit's going to help you, one, gain confidence and a competitive edge. It's going to help you, two, show up as your most authentic, weird, and awesome self, truly embracing who you are at the end of the day and loving that version of you. Because the more you love yourself, the more you make it easier for others to love you as well. You attract that right, like-minded family around what you're doing. Also, working on that internal work is going to help you build a mental fortress to protect your peace and energy. It's also going to help you broaden your perspective and operate from abundance as opposed to scarcity, mindset, and lack. It'll also help you consume wisely so you can grow at a rapid, game-changing pace. And finally, it's going to help you build disciplined habits, systems, and routines for long-term success, the shit that your side hustle is built on. I guess, not lastly, here's the final one. More importantly, out of all of this, it's going to allow you to appreciate your progress and master delayed gratification while you patiently play this long game, this slow and steady grind that I continually preach about on this show. All the internal work you do compounds over time like dollars in a bank account, especially when you stack on improving your craft, cultivating community, and practicing self-care. Next, the second resistance. Let's talk about non-negotiables. Your side hustle in life in general is a game of choices. Making decisions that are coupled with action over time, that's what equals progress. Making decisions plus action taking equals progress over time. Phoenix Suns coach Monty Williams is known for telling his players, "Everything you want is on the other side of hard." Damn, I love that quote. Pursuing something important to you is not supposed to be easy. Grinding a 9-to-5 and retiring in your 60s, that's hard. Building a side hustle you love on your own terms outside of a day job and a family, that's hard. Choose your hard. So here are three important decisions that are required if you want to turn your side hustle into your main hustle, all with under this mindset of non-negotiable. So decision number one, make the decision that your creative dream is a non-negotiable in your life. Most people say, "I'm too busy," when really you're saying what you want to do isn't a priority. "I'm just so busy." No, what you're saying is like, this isn't a priority to you. Everything else is a priority. So adopt the mindset of treating your side hustle like it's your main hustle. It's about making the gradual shift from being a hobbyist into becoming a professional. And I go way deeper on this subject if you want more of this back in episodes 180, 181, and 182. That was like the last big three-part series I created last summer on the Blaze Your Own Path. So that is a really, really good one to get into to learn more about my story. That'll set you up for this series as well. But this non-negotiable mindset, this requires choosing to show up when it's inconvenient and hard. It requires choosing to show up for your current and future happiness and the purpose that you're pursuing. It requires choosing to show up for those who need what you provide, even if you don't know who the hell those people are yet. Decision number two, if you want to do your thing full time, in my opinion, is that you have to make the decision that you believe and know it's possible. Here comes some woo-woo spiritual shit coming your way. But how you talk to yourself matters. And this is what my nutrition coach, Aaron Straker, says. Go and check out his episode back in episode 222. And I'm back in another 22-week program with him right now, trying to become the best version of myself. Because mindset is everything, as your words and your thoughts have power. Use them wisely and speak, believe, and act what you want into existence. Decision number three, the last one, don't look for an easy path. Too many shortcut-seeking souls think the key to getting ahead is to cut corners. When the easy path doesn't yield results, they admit defeat and they wave the white flag. But sadly, they never truly give themselves a fair shot due to unrealistic and unfair expectations. So avoid being part of the herd, go against the grain, and don't pick the easy path. The majority of people out there don't have the mindset, patience, nor discipline to start and stick with something this important, like building your side hustle over time. So be the minority And if you want to win, you have to be willing to sacrifice and put in the same time and sweat equity that those you look up to have invested before you. The last part of this battling resistance is all about finding motivation. Oh my God, I hear this so many times. I lack the motivation to get started after a long day of my day job. I hear this all the time. Excuses, excuses, excuses. There are a lot of non-glamorous angles to growing a full-time successful creative business. A lot. Doing your thing full-time is over-glorified. And lacking the energy and interest at times is part of the grind outside of day job, family, and life responsibilities. That is just part of the hustle. It's not just create and be in happy mode all the time. It's not like that, especially if you want to do it full-time. One crucial lesson I've learned in the 11-plus years of me doing this is, one, motivation isn't always present, and two, motivation typically comes from the act of doing. Hobbyists wait for motivation to start and finish something. They're just waiting for inspiration to strike or waiting until they feel good. You know, like my toddler, he wants to do something when he feels like it. Don't be my toddler. Make a choice to start when it's inconvenient, and soon you'll find your groove. The rhythm will come. Start small in the beginning so you can simplify and dominate the game. And this is going to help you stack easy wins, build momentum, and normalize your process, your systems, and your routines. Motivation will continue to build as the results start to trickle in. Don't wait for motivation to start. Don't wait for yourself to be ready to start. Get started. Motivation will follow. Here's an important thing I want to talk about too. Profitability and taxes. Okay, I don't want you to focus on monetization right away from the beginning. If this is something that's new to you, you're just in the game trying to find your groove, take your side hustle or take your hobby and start transforming into a side hustle in a sense. But it's important to note that the next steps, when you actually do start to monetize, when you do start to make a profit, you do start to sell your work, your services, whatever it is, in the early stages, learn the tax game and get yourself a good CPA who can guide you. And this topic alone should just become an episode on its own down the road. This is something I added in later. But yeah, definitely put aside 30 to 40% anytime you make any income, as you don't want the IRS auditing you. So start tracking your earnings through something free, like manually doing it via Google Sheets, or do what I do, and I use Waves app, which is a free web tool for tracking expenses, income, and creating invoices. I used to use FreshBooks, but there's QuickBooks, all Intuit, whatever, all that shit out there. But Waves apps, that shit is free. It's free. And it's really good to start using this stuff now and tracking it in the back end. So when you do your thing full time, you already know what the hell you're doing. So I save myself hella headaches from chasing down receipts by connecting my Chase Inc. business card, my credit card, to this account. I solely use that credit card only for expenses for my business. I then categorize each expense, which gives me a lovely little expense port breakdown that I then hand over to my CPA. It's great. It's freaking awesome. It's way better than what I used to do in the first couple years. So in terms of picking a legal identity, though, to operate under when you're just starting to make cheddar, for me, I probably became an LLC too quickly as I wasn't generating much money. In fact, honestly, I showed a loss in terms of my net earnings in my first 4 to 5 years. And between you and me, I also pocketed the majority of the under-table cheddar, like, hey, can you do a logo for me for $50? You know, little things like that. Or can you draw a tattoo for me for $100? So that's between you and me. Don't tell my tax lady. But instead, you know, just getting started, I could have just submitted my little earnings through my social security number to avoid the recurring costs for that LLC. Or I could have started small as like a sole proprietorship or a DBA, which means doing business as. I could have started as a DBA first. I'm to the point now, so you can see where I am now, years into this game now, 7+, 8+ years of doing this as a business and monetizing profitability. But I'm working with my CPA to transition into an S-Corp for the tax benefits, the tax savings, as well as setting my business up to eventually make myself and my wife an employee of the company. But overall, the message I'm trying to quickly drive home within this section of profitability and taxes is that, one, get yourself a good CPA who can help you select the best legal identity and walk you through all your questions that you may have. Two, know the federal and state tax laws within your location, like someplace like California is not a fun place to try and build a business, all right? The odds are stacked against you even more in some places like that. And then number three, make sure to always stash 30 to 40% of your income into a tax account. That's going to be super helpful. Don't just be surprised at the end of the year when you do your reporting, if your sole proprietorship or your DBA or LLC, and all of a sudden you're owing all this money and you didn't set anything aside, like it's going to be a hard lesson learned. So take action on it now. To summarize this episode today, my goal with this is just to oversimplify these foundation-focused fundamentals that I wish someone would have shared with me early on. And basically, it all boils down to these three things: mindset, decision-making, and action-taking. The mindset to this game, this is the engine that fuels your side hustle pursuits. Bold decision-making and action-taking are what propel you forward. There's more that goes into this, but these are the basic building blocks that'll set the tone for taking your side hustle into your main hustle one day. And that's what we're gonna get into in the next two episodes of this three-part side hustle to main hustle series. I think you're really gonna enjoy it. All right, fam, let's debrief for a second, because damn, this was a super heavy episode, and man, hopefully you can tell how much time and energy and effort I poured into building this one out for you. Like, I kind of held up my editor Anya because this one was just taking me so much longer than I expected, because there's just so much information I wanted to share, especially wait till part two and part three. But I hope somewhere in here there was some type of takeaway that really hit home and rocked you that you can take action on now. It's really important about the personal development angle here. Personal development saved my life. It's what my whole business has been based on. This is why I win and succeed, is because of the internal work I put in my personal development before expecting the audience or before expecting the big clients to flow my way. It all stems from personal development and mindset, decision-making, and action-taking. So let's build off this next week in part two, episode 226. We're gonna nerd out. We're going to talk about an extremely important topic that's going to help you take more calculated risks and inch closer to financial freedom, and that is getting your money right in terms of budgeting and paying off debt. So again, if you found value in this episode, it would mean a lot to me if you shared this with your friends, your family, your following who are building that side hustle, you know, trying to set the foundation for their future success. And if you'd like, you can read today's episode 225 in the form of a blog post that contains all the links and references within the show notes and your current podcast listening app. And as I sign off, got to give a huge shout out to my podcast editor, Anya Brennan, executive assistant Paige Garland, video specialist Colton Bacher, social media coordinator Hannah Schick, and Nick Jenkins of Bluka. I could not do this without you all. It's because of you I'm able to do this show 5 years now in the running. It's because of you listening and vibing with me and sharing that good word. Like, it means the world to me. And so in return, I want to continue to encourage you to keep showing up, keep putting in the work, and keep creating. You got this.